Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, Temporary Studios, right here in Washington, D.C. Remember at the top of the broadcast, we talked about the fact that our team is here in Washington. We are producing our next DVD documentary, which is entitled The United States in Bible Prophecy. We're going to have some great information for you talking about the United States. Where do they fit into Bible prophecy? Or maybe they don't. Well, you need to be able to get this video to find out the answer. You may be surprised as how the United States the Lord will use in Bible prophecy. Please pray for us as we're here in Washington producing this project. Let's get now to the European Union, a key region of the world. We had our Middle East news update already, and we've looked around the world with geopolitical activities, but a major region of this world, prophetically, would be the European Union, the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. The man that we use to deal with a report from the European Union is John Rood. He has lived in Brussels for a number of years, and he is now available to us. So glad to have him along. By the way, we closed out last week's broadcast, John, by asking about announcing about the wedding of your son. How did the wedding go down in Florida?
Thank you. That all went very well. One of the best weddings I've ever been at, and just a blessing in every way.
Well, I'm sure that you're a little bit prejudiced there. One of the best weddings that you've ever been at. I would be the exact same way about one of my children as well. Let's get to the subjects at hand, John, if you will, with me. What about France is ready to offer the Israeli-Palestinians a peace plan? Should the United States plan produced by Donald Trump and his team not be able to work? France is trying to play a key role in the world today, isn't it?
Exactly. This really necessitates a closer look to examine some of the motives and how things have operated in the past. We have the French president, Emmanuel Macron, saying that the U.S. does not come up quickly with their comprehensive peace plan, which is for the Middle East, which is planned to be announced sometime soon, that they would go ahead and unilaterally go ahead and make talks with Israeli authorities. The timing of this seems to be a bit questionable. And we have, on several fronts, the president of France is taking advantage of the German Chancellor Merkel's weakness, and there's a sort of political vacuum that has been created. And so he is jockeying for position, we can say, on these fronts, and this would certainly be one of them. The truth of the matter is he would not come up with anything that's new. The EU stand is basically to have a two-state solution, but they don't do anything about it. Therefore, what comes up is basically a show of position, but it actually shows that the European Union, again, displaying this fragmentation, and France is wishing to go it alone. So I would interpret this mainly in the sense that the President Macron is simply trying to show a position, stand up, and use the same rhetoric as before, but presenting himself more as the leader.
Well, he's in the news as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But also, John, I am reading that he is pushing for a true European Union army. Now, what does he mean by a true European army? I don't understand a false and a true European army.
This is a big topic. Of course, the European Union depends on the U.S. and NATO for its defense. They have done in the past the EU military committee completely disjointed from NATO. As we once mentioned, the three-star generals meet for NATO one day of the week, and then they meet for the EU army another day of the week. And there's no overlap. There's nothing that's working together. I know because one of them told me. And so there's a real concern. The European Union wants to go ahead and form an army. And this is the reasoning. This is the reasoning behind it. Because ultimately, the European Union and the trends that we're observing here in our broadcast, there is leading towards a complete political union. And so a military union is necessitates being part of a political union, but the European Union does things backwards. So we're coming from a non-democratic system. We've presented the open borders, free movements of people, capital, services, and goods, monetary union, now military union for the ultimate goal of political union. That's what's happening. Now, there's been talk about a joint intervention force or a rapid reaction force, which is part of what an army would be. But a true European army would be separate. And there's really great concerns here because this would be something that would be in competition with NATO. Can the European Union pull that off? The chances are it would be very difficult. But the thing to note is that this is actually part of the essential element that leads towards political union. And this is more the reasoning behind such a move because they're wishing to go to political union.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about first France offering a possible peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Then we talk about a military operation for the European Union. Man, that fits into the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, all focused on France and their participation. But before we get, and this looks like a report on President of France instead of the European Union. But before we leave that subject, Macron also praised a Nazi collaborator recently, and the Jews got very angry about this. Update us on that, if you will.
Yes, President Macron, there were celebrations for Armistice Day. Of course, November 11th, this marks the 100th year since the end of the First World War. And he actually took one of the French collaborators that was a leader in Nazi occupation and denoted him as a great soldier. So this kind of made my head swim a little bit. How could he knowingly do this? Would he follow sort of Jeremy Corbyn's steps where he feels this is a beneficial political move? Or is possibly he just doesn't realize? This is sort of a mystery. I trust it's not a new trend that he would do such a thing. But ultimately, again, as we focused on President Macron, you can be sure in the back of his mind there's something here that's dealing with his consolidation of power, possibly by just recognizing the leader and trying to be all-encompassing. He has specialists that work on his popularity, and so this probably is a way of broadening a support base, but in a very, very strange way.
And again, this fits into that prophetic scenario, because if the European Union is, as we believe, the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, that plays into how that will all be involved in bringing the world to a return of Jesus Christ as well. Well, I better touch on Brexit before we leave you, John. It looks like one of the board members has told the companies there in Great Britain to prepare for a no deal. Doesn't look like it's going to work out, does it?
It's highly likely that there's no deal, but it's a scare tactic as well, which most likely would just turn out like Y2K, just sort of be a blip on the screen. Interesting enough, this last week there was a leaked memo from 10 Downing Street detailing the time frame of a deal being announced. That was subsequently denied, so that's strange. But the process of Brexit now and the negotiations are coming down to just a few major issues right now. And so they are preparations for it. Another interesting twist, which we always find, is that the French commissioner and leading the Brexit, Michel Barnier, he's one of the people in contention to be the new European Union Commission president. So he is under pressure to have a deal, because then it would advance his political career. He could be running the whole commission and then showing how things work between the United Kingdom and the EU.
Well, this is indeed an ongoing story. No Brexit or no deal, whatever. John and I will stay on top of it for you. John Rood, our man covering the European Union. John, very important report, always interesting, never a dull moment in the political arena in the European Union, which of course is setting the stage for the prophetic scenario to be played out in the end times. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it. Talk again to you next week.
Thank you so much.